From Tourist to Pilgrim, the podcast on the papal basilicas made with Vatican News, Vatican Radio.
This is Father Edmund Power, Benedictine monk speaking. I was abbot of the monastery of St. Paul's Outside the Walls for 10-12 years, and therefore became very familiar with that enormous and suggestive building, the basilica that encloses the tomb of Paul. You all know the story of Paul, how he was called by the Lord and called into martyrdom. And that martyrdom took place a couple of miles from where the basilica now is, and his body was brought to a pre-existing cemetery beside the Tiber River. He was buried in a simple tomb, very similar maybe to that of St. Peter at the Vatican. It was only a couple of hundred years later that the Emperor Constantine encouraged Christianity and had the first basilica built over the tomb, the simple tomb of Paul. And then 70 years later, that basilica, considered too small, was replaced by the enormous building we see today. Paul's tomb is still there in exactly the same place. And as we move up the great space of the basilica, we see the sign of its presence, the trophy. That's the technical word for a triumph in battle. He battled against evil, and he was triumphant in Christ Jesus. Over that tomb is the wonderful Gothic baldachin, or ciborium, of Arnolfo da Cambio, all verticality. It's the only piece of Gothic art in the basilica, and it marks Paul's burial place. But it also suggests the desire of the human heart for God. And people come to Paul because he can remind them and show them where we can find the meaning of life in the face of Christ Jesus, crucified and risen, and gloriously present, not just in his spirit, but also in the great mosaic of the apse, which we can gaze at behind the tomb of Paul.